Everybody back to another episode of Heartland Radio. Give us a round of applause. I miss some titty. I'm B Diddy. I got Mr. Titty in here.
Hey,
I got
Mr. Okay.
G in this motherfucker.
Hey.
I'm just so excited because we got a platinum selling producer in the building.
Worldwide.
Right, yes. Bishop City. We had DJ Monte in the building.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I'm excited to have a legend in the building.
Yeah,
like the music that I grew up on, the music that brought me to this point of being on the radio show is here today. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
So now we started off with Two Step. So I just got to go right into the question: what was the did the dance come first? Or did the song, or did the beat come first? Which one came for that? Did you make the song, the beat for that dance?
Really, the what led into that song was Walk It Out. Walk It Out was okay. The first song, so that was like the follow-up single on that.
Yeah.
And so we were like, shit, we got to come with another
just
dance record. Yeah, we just got to keep coming with them. Oh, and so that was the second record that had dropped on the album, Beating On Your Block, so...
What was the recording process like recording that song? Did you know it was another one when y'all finished it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I already knew. When I recorded Walk It Out,
yeah,
I was like, man, it's out of here. I was telling him. It took a minute for it to, you know, to pop, but once it did, boy, that shit was out of here.
Yeah.
And then that one, the two-step was just like an easy layup.
Right, because y'all already had that
door
wide open.
Yeah, it was wide open.
Oh, man.
What was it like being a producer, working with the NPCs and then going to
I ain't gotten into Fruit Loops yet, but I'm in the, I use Logic.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Do you record in Logic as well?
Nah, I record in Pro Tools. Okay, this is like, that's like a standard for me, recording Pro Tools.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I was just, doing the MPC, you know what I'm saying? That was, I had like different modules everywhere.
Okay.
When I made that one, I made the, with the MPC and the Moog, and,
what's this shit?
The Court, the Trike, the LE.
Oh,
it was the small version. I had the small version. I made that shit, but transferring, I love it because I don't have to track out all them goddamn sounds. Like,
I really wonder how they go for producers.
Well, back then, you had to play that shit at least 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
Like,
if
a sound came out one keyboard, like 4 sounds come out one keyboard, you had to track one sound at a time and then come back and do the other one.
Wow.
Then the MPC. The MPC had like 8 outputs. You had to track that. You had to, really, the MPC was like the master. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, it would trigger all the other sounds that was in the studio.
Oh.
Then you record it.
You giving our producers, they about to love this.
Right, I was just about to say.
The producers on Twitter love to talk their producer talk, man. So, you know, I see them battling about the softwares and the dolls right now. Right now, my creeping on the crumb up doll is Fruity Loops now because you can record and produce out of that thing. But, you know, I tell everybody, the Michael Jordan of the game will forever be Pro Tools. You know what I mean?
Man, for me, it's whatever you can get them. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you cook up. Yeah. It don't, like, once that shit hit radio, you ain't nobody going to know what the fuck you made that shit on.
Yeah, that's true.
I use all
You know what I'm saying? It's whatever makes you comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So,
I like the fact that you were saying that you had so many different elements that you had to utilize to create that one cohesive sound.
Yeah.
Like back in the day when they were had the violin in the studio and the drum in the studio and everything. So you were basically recreating all those elements, but yourself in so many different operations.
Yeah, see, I was blessed to be with Big Oomph, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oomph and MC Assault and Jelly. And so
now, who is Big Oomph? Can we? Because we got to answer. We were just arguing. The CEO. This. Is this a real person?
Yeah, he's a real person. I've been big. Okay. He got the Oomph squad over there at Ben Hill.
Okay.
So, but
how long was it? So, I'm looking back. I saw videos with you and MC Assault.
Yeah.
From 14 years ago. Who is MC Assault? I haven't seen him. In
man,
any
he got
new
thoughts for goddamn years. I ain't gonna say age. This man got thoughts for years. So he helped like really create and mold the whole mixtape platform that me and Jelly be doing. So you know he had the concept behind a lot of stuff, and so. Mm-hmm. We just run with it. We'll listen to him. He'll give us the concept, and then we'll make it happen for him. You know what I'm saying?
So there is a video. You, DJ Jelly, MC Assault, DJ Unk, and y'all at a table, and they put in. So that was all his brainchild. That I did that video.
Was his whole idea. You know what I'm saying? To put all that together, but you know, it was his idea to do the DVD. But then you know, we just. It took us forever, so I just went on ahead and did it. Me and this dude named Voodoo.
Okay.
And we just put it together, and he came back with, like, we finna add movie clips to this shit. So we started doing that shit.
Were you a part of Big Oomph Records before they had got into Greenbrier Mall? Or is that how you got introduced to them? Were you part of the setting up, or when did you
really get introduced? I've been around Oomph. Kyle had the conversation with Oomph the other day, and he was telling me how old his daughter was. I was like, dang, so that means... I've been around them for 27 years. So really about 28, 29.
Damn, that's a long time.
So I was around them before Big Oomph Records started. I was still in high school.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I was around.
Dang, so you was around them. So you was in high school. Were you making beats back in high school?
Nah, I was actually just a DJ.
So, but
you're
still not just the DJ.
I was DJing like all the high school parties and all that kind of shit. Yeah, so I was just doing
that.
You
was the DJ in high school. Totally.
Yeah, so, you know, folks used to laugh at me when I said I was going to be a DJ.
So from being a DJ to becoming the producer, what was the transition for you? Like, what made you say, oh, I can make this beat or I can create for this artist to do it better, basically?
Well, I'm always... into doing something new, and I've been making beats since I was like 9, for real. Like, I just been wanting to do it. My mom had bought me my first drum machine when I was 9, so it was a Roland Boss 660 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted to make beats at an early age?
I've been wanting to DJ. I used to go to sleep at night listening to B103. That was the only station here in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? That was hip hop. And DJs was on there, and I just went to sleep listening to music. So. That's what I always wanted to do, to be for real. Like, I don't understand how it came to me like that, but that's how it was.
When it's in your shine, it's in your shine.
Yeah,
we're
going to
get back into that. We got that Walk It Out ready.
We got Walk It Out.
Because he brought Walk It Out up, so we got to get that. Because I got questions about that, and I don't want to get into that until we drop the brand of that.
I got my whole dance ready in my head.
Now, you let me know after this come off if this is not the record that blew everything out of the water for y'all. But for us in Chicago, when this sound started to come this way.
But see, you got to understand, Big Oomph Records was dropping records way before that. That was just the first worldwide record. Like, here in this city, we had ATL Ho. If you hear that chant, ATL Ho, that came from us.
Oh, we know that song.
Yeah, that's an ATL whole lit. Like, we had LeJohn on there, Pastor Troy, and Archie. And that was the, like, you know, you could pull up Bankhead at the bounce and shit like that, the whole club rocking it. ATL Ho, East Side versus West Side, that's all us. Yeah, Baby D, all that. That's all us. You know what I'm saying? So we been stepping in the city. It's just that wasn't nothing new for us.
Worldwide hit up.
The Walk It Out was the first worldwide.
Oh, okay. So when we come back, we're going to get into how things change.
Yes.
After that worldwide.
Intoxicated, Walk It, Talk It. You know what I'm saying? Walk It. Like that. Was Migos used the part of that too.
Yeah, royalties.
Atlanta go deep with us. So.
The roots.
Yeah, the roots.
All right, Walk It Out. Heartland Radio, let's get it.
Legends!
Now walk it out. Now stop popping. yeah, they in trouble. I like the way she moves, her undercover. Now everybody leaning, I make the crowd rock. Now go and walk it out, I see they on my top. She want that bubble gum. Is they the double me? Two hoops choosing me, so I know that I'ma win. It's on once again, Patron once again.
East side, oh, east side, oh, east side, oh. drop it on the dance floor. See, I'm the kind of girl you gotta show me that you want
me. So if you wanna talk to me, on the floor's where I'll be. I wanna die, like to have fun with you, just this pretty sexy girl that'll rock your world. All these pretty girls.
Boom, boom.
Has only just begun.
She always ride with the top down, even when it's cold outside. Ooh, she got the keys to the boutique. She don't do 9 to 5. 100,000 viewers on her IG live. She do it, make a toast to it. You ain't never heard of that. And then Birkin bag, stupid. You ain't never heard her brag or say that she going through it. I just wanna tap it, boop, boop it one time. On the weekend, you ain't able. Ooh, she gon' be like, I got it. Pull $1,000 out of side pocket. Ooh, that little bit of drink you tried to buy. Stop it. Bottles on me, the cork look like a skyrocket. Poppin'. Ooh, she don't want the drink, she want the rent paid. Ooh, she don't pay for nothing, she just get paid.
I got in my name, all that. And I ain't throwing too many short chains. I'm out here playing with all that. I thought I could get the dumb, but I'ma get the ace. Just to run it up and see everybody's face. When they bring the checks up, cause I'm my name, I might have to face all that. Now tell the valet, bring my phone to the front, yeah, yeah. I'm getting in solo, I got it solo. Let the cameras hit my diamond cash, yeah, yeah. I got them rocks solo, I got it solo. It's real boss style fly shit. I ain't the passenger, I'm the pilot. Go ahead, bring me what you want, driving. I need somebody to ride. Cause I'm a goon.
Please.
Good evening.
To roll call on Heartland Radio.
Oh my goodness.
What up? It's B Diddy. I had Bishop City. I got Gina. What's good, y'all?
Hi, guys.
Oh man, roll call, roll call. We got DJ Monte in here. DJ Monte, you got anybody you that you want to shout out? I see they've been tuning on the live. You shout out. This is our segment. We got to shout out people that special to us.
Man, I want to really shout out to everybody that supported me, man. You know, from day one, you know, who still support me right now. Okay. Big shout out to my mom. She on live right now, my sister.
Hey, mama.
What's up, mom?
Yeah, they in here tuned in, you know. Hey.
We also go over analytics.
On count.
We look at the analytics and we shout out to people that have been tuning in recently to the analytics that we may not have expected. So we've been looking and we shout out some of the cities. I want to shout out to Houston.
Oh,
just
that?
Added to my top five.
Hey, go
Houston. Was that in H-Town?
Yeah, okay.
Columbus, Ohio, New York City, Toledo, Ohio, holding it down for life in Atlanta. My top five cities. What up, Bishop City?
All right, right now we got Atlanta coming in first as always because you know we run the city. Chicago, Charlotte, Denver, which will be July 10th.
We're going out to Denver July 10th. So dope.
We're taking the Heartland Boom Festival to Denver July 10th. You know, come on, tap in with us. MLB All-Star Weekend. Oh, well, we had Chicago on there. We'll be there June 27th. Taking the Heartland Boom Festival that way. So we got Denver, and last coming in there at fifth is New York. So welcome to the top five, New York, for the first time. You know I fuck with y'all. I hold y'all back open, and I'm going to be bringing Wifey up there to come walk the Manhattan streets very soon because you know I miss y'all.
Congrats.
If you're just now tuning in, we have been playing nothing but this man right here is hits.
Talk to him.
When I say if we've been on a show for how long now? 20 minutes? 20 minutes straight. Nothing but this man's hits.
Appreciate it.
I mean,
bangers.
Bangers on new bangers, on classic bangers, on bangers that you need to be streaming now. We didn't hear the likes of Walk It Out to T-Pain. I mean, just the list goes on. Right. I am somebody that is inspired by the different people that come in the studio. Mm-hmm. So what you've brought to my inspiration today is the longevity and the consistency of being able to evolve, the evolution of your music. So what you're showing me today is you already said that before Walk It Out, it was you already had hits on hits on hits. Walk It Out is just something that we in Chicago was able to hear.
Right.
And so from that Walk It Out, you've been able to go from there and your trajectory has gone up. What is one aspect of your career that continues to propel you?
Man, just the love of music, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it weren't for the love, I really wouldn't even be into it because the industry is kind of slimy. You know, it's just a real grind. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you want to continue. It's like saying why Tom Brady want to keep playing football. He want to keep winning championships. He want to be one of the greats. So that's how I feel. I want to be one of the greats in his industry. So, you know, that's why I stay working.
Quick hot topic. We can certify that Kirk Franklin and Lil Baby We Win is a hot record.
Oh, yes.
If you just have not heard it, Just Blaze on the beat. It is a banger. Okay,
I haven't heard it yet.
No,
it's on the Space Jam movie soundtrack.
It's good. It's a nice, soulful, and the lyrics of the rap is still there. The content is there without it being derogatory. The content of rap lyrics is still there without the curse words, you know, but you still get it's basically like trap gospel, like what the evolution of gospel should be going towards.
Trap Brothers is religious, okay? I know people be thinking, well, people don't be having souls out here, but people be caring. It's just time. Sometimes people be in scenarios that they got to move a certain way. You know what I mean? But we can't certify that is a bank.
I wonder, well, I haven't heard it yet. Shout out to Kirk Franklin and Lil Baby. I wonder. The reason I haven't heard yet is because I have been avoiding watching any trailers for Space Jam on the way to it comes out. I wonder how many other listeners are out there that like me that ain't trying to see no promo. I'm just trying to go into the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Surprise.
That's drop me. A planet in his comments.
Yeah, Space Jam was that shit back in
the
day.
Yeah, it was.
Now, we talked about Walk It Out.
Niggas about to go see Space Jam. We about to get some Space Jams when they come out. And the movie the same day. What are you talking about, Vision City?
Now, Monte, are you from Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
What's that?
Well, I was born and I was raised like to the age of 5 at Old National Flat Shows.
Okay.
And then I moved over to the Swats over there off of Campton Road. So I've been there. Went, you know, for the rest of my.
So you've been Southside crazy the whole time.
Yeah. Swats. I really claim, you know, Zone 4 Swats.
You know,
Swats,
you a different breed if you can survive Old National and Campbell. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
So, you know, you come from a different cloth. We both from the Southside Chicago. So, we show love over there.
I got Auntie up there. She be up there. I don't know what part. Yeah, Auntie
what's
Maddie.
What's up? You know?
Yeah, she be up there.
Being from the Southside, how you feel about them naming the street after Tyler Perry on that side of town for the studio?
Hey, man, you know, he did some amazing things. You know, I don't never knock nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, he made a stamp. I don't know where he from. So, I don't really be paying no attention to nobody.
He just kind of appeared, right?
Right.
I said he just kind of appeared, right?
I mean, he been doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he from that side of town. I don't know. I can't tell you the man real name or nothing like Jamie Foxx. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I don't pay attention to nobody like that. Not If it ain't in my circle, I really don't even be thinking about it. He's from New Orleans, see? I ain't know that.
Well, see, I didn't know that either. Mm-mm. Now, what high school did you go to in Atlanta?
Duh.
You went to Duh? Okay, okay. So now, did anybody else go there with you? Because I know these be some talented high schools. Did you have
Well, you know, Jamal Lewis came out.
Really?
With me.
The football player?
Yeah.
He went to Duh?
Yeah.
What?
T.I. went to school at Duh. We went to school.
Let's go back. What was it like going to school with Jamal Lewis in high school? What was it like on the football field?
He was a beast then.
But I'm going to imagine so.
A beast. Like, he probably like the biggest player on the on the field down there.
I mean, but if y'all ever seen Jamal Lewis play in the NFL, just imagine him in high school running over kids that's not going to the NFL.
Okay. I know, right? Yeah, he was a beast out there, man. We was like the number one team in the league, I think, around that time.
I had no idea he was from down here.
Yeah.
Super Bowl winning too, right on the Ravens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I definitely remember that team, man.
I'm thinking of somebody else then.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking about somebody else. But Jamal Lewis, shout out to Jamal Lewis. I feel like I heard that name in the news before.
He was on that Ray Lewis Super Bowl team.
Yeah, he was.
There in the Ravens, yeah. I heard. He was the star running back that season.
I don't know.
You know, I'm a sports guy. I could have verified for that.
He won a championship. But he was the truth. I don't know about him being in the news.
I don't know about that. So now, where do you meet DJ Unk at? I mean, Unk at. It is DJ Unk.
Yeah,
Unk.
Aunt went to Duh too. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Yeah. See, I told you y'all hallways be hella talented down here.
Yeah, I know, right? But nah, he was like, I want to say he was like 2 years behind me.
Okay.
And a dude named Lil C introduced us.
Was he rapping already?
Well, when I met him, he was as a DJ.
So he really was a DJ?
Yeah.
Because from Chicago, we get introduced to him as walking
he was on
out.
He was on the mixtape cover with us. You know what I'm saying? So, he was an actual DJ. You know, he was doing mix CDs. He had a bunch of mix CDs out and everything. But then,
when did he transition?
Well, he was doing freestyles on the mixtape.
Okay.
When I listened to a Southern Style DJ's mixtape, it had a certain feel to it. I listened to a Jelly mixtape today.
Right.
I listened to a mixtape with an Unk mixtape with the same...
Same flow. Yeah, same everything.
So what I love about it is that the fact that y'all do acapellas over beats.
Now, I still do that now. You know, I be on the radio, Hot 107.9 Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. So I do that like every day.
I pulled up a mix from 15 years ago. So how many mixes do you think you've made?
Man, too many. I don't think I used the same instrumentals about 1,000 times, to be honest with you.
There we go.
Yeah.
Where do you get the acapellas from? Do you make those yourself?
Some of them I make them. Some of them they were given to me. And some of them, no.
Everybody go ahead and look at DJ Monte on Instagram. Pull it up. Do yourself a favor. Pull up his Mixcloud. Mixes on there.
I'd be going crazy.
I
can imagine a DJ Unk. Southern style DJs, like they have their own particular style. Him, DJ Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it, man. Appreciate it.
So now, did y'all cook up, walk it out in the studio together, or did he have the words already? How does this work? Does he just appear one day? How does walk it out come to life?
That beat was like 3 years old before Aunt even heard the beat. So I had gave it to him, and him and MC Assault came up with a song for it.
Now, what was your passion behind making that beat? Like, were you just making it off of the crowd?
Man, I was just making beats at the time.
Okay, you know what
I'm saying? I was DJing in a club, Club Chocolate, and it had like 3,000-4,000 people, like Friday and Saturday. And then prime time, I was doing with Silver Knight, my buddy, was on here on Sundays. And, man, we were just, I was just a DJ. So I'm like, shit, I'm going to make a beat. That's how I did with the Flo Rida Get Low.
I just used that feel from
a club to make that beat, too.
So that tells me to make sure we tell artists that you gotta always listen to all the songs that are sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't care how if it's 15 songs in that folder, you need to be listening to all of them because one of them may stick, make it pop.
Yeah.
And even though it's from 3 years ago, you like that shit still hit.
Right. Even the Foolish record, right? I had that on a CD and I done sent it to Rick Ross. This like he was doing the Everyday I'm Hustling and all that kind of stuff. I done sent it to a couple of people and it just stuck with Charlotte Lowe. You know what I'm saying? So. And folks were like, damn, why you ain't send me that beat? I was like, I sent y'all. It was on CD.
Exactly.
I made copies of one CD. And I gave that to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no sending emails. I personally handed out CDs.
That CD was platinum in the hood. You think
right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And it just takes one person to hear that one sound that resonate right. with them. That be like, oh, okay, I can make this do what it do. And it don't matter how long ago you made that. Yeah. If it hit, it's going to hit.
It's going to hit. That's for real. You know what I'm saying? Man, I don't know, because, you know, it really what comes to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really be trying to make a lot. I want to make some good quality beats, so I want something that really lasts. I don't want nothing that just try to trend with what's going on. Like, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? I could do that, but I was doing e-beats way before this shit started becoming popular now, so it's like, for me, I feel like, man, you know, I just trying to go to the next level, and that's how I feel like I always been ahead of my time.
Yeah, even with the name, with the songs that you have out, like Get Low and Walk It Out, and the young lady that we were just talking about, her video in front of Shantae's. All of them is dance movements. Yeah. Like, everything that so far so good, it's like, oh, I got to get up, I got to move, yeah. I got
to
pop
Man,
it.
You got to really think about music. You know, you like for something to make you feel good. You can name a lot of records that had some dance to it. Mm-hmm. And it don't necessarily, you have to be a dance artist, but it has some to make you move to it. And
exactly.
Yeah, make you feel good, and that shit just grow.
When was the moment that you realized Walk It Out had blown the top off the world? Like, when you had realized this song is the biggest song in the country right now?
Man, I really didn't even know how to feel, but it was a good push from my buddy D and Koch Records and all them. You know, they helped push that record to number one because it was already growing. And then what really took it over the top was we saw Andre and Big Boy doing the dance on 106 and Park. They were introducing it. Yeah, they were introducing the song on 106 and Park. They were doing the dance. So we reached out to dude named Cheese that used to hang out with Andre and see if we can get him on the song. And they were like, send us the beat.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was riding to it. Then he just told us to pull up. Yeah, he told me to pull up. I pulled up to the studio and I sat down and listened to Andre do the verses. Then Jim Jones and Big Boy did it after that. So it was like, shit, that what took it over to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
How did, so Jim Jones and three Sacks, I think, have done anything since.
I'm saying Jim Jones was, he was real cool with the dude, D, you know, that helped push the record. And D was like, I'm going to get Jimmy on there. I was like, all right, cool. You know, so that what got us to the up top. You know what I'm saying? Because Jim
Monte
Jones, he was
a good perfect example of for my artists listening. It takes a team, okay? So it's not like ever it's just this one person that's doing it. It's a lot of people involved with these records to make these things happen. You're talking about at least four people that then have put their hands in outside of the initial team
to
get involved with this. So, you know, for those people that don't think you got to go out and network or cultivate relationships or make sure that you're a good business partner, this stuff matters in the industry.
It definitely does, man. A good team always. And I've been blessed to be around a good team. So, you know, shit, I'm still with them. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
one last question. I want to get into some more music from you. What did you talk about the next level? What does the next level look like for DJ Monte?
Well, I was looking at the RIAA and I saw some Latin music, like 55 time platinum. Like, I was blessed enough to have 55 time, platinum, which is 5 time diamond. So I was blessed enough to have 55. A diamond record, just one diamond record. I'm like, shit, I need to.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, man, I'm finna go crazy on some Latin shit right now. I'm finna step into that. Like, I'm willing to try everything.
That's crazy you say that. I was in Akon's studio in Buckhead recently, and it's nothing but Latin platinum plaques throughout the entire
hallway.
Man,
you
gotta
understand that shit is worldwide.
I had
like, you go to Germany, they playing reggaeton and all, like Daddy Yankee, man. You got at least about 10. Maybe 15 diamond records over diamond records. I'm like, man, this shit crazy.
It make you switch it up. Like, you know what? I think I got some of that.
You know what I'm
like, every
I feel like I'm a little Latin.
Highway was covered with platinum Latin hits. I mean, every step. I was waiting to see like a T-Pain or a Lady Gaga or maybe even
if you see the Bad Bunny, if you go to RIAA. You know, that's what certified records being gold or platinum.
Yeah.
And you just type in different names and see what records do what. That make you change your perspective of like, man, you know what? This shit is cool. Like, this shit is alright. Yeah. But this a whole nother money, which I know. You know what I'm saying? That low record was the only beat on the CD. It was something different. But that went pop. That went everywhere.
I was just about to ask about that flow rider.
No, we going to get into that when we come back.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That when we come back. Hold we got it, a million questions it. For that right there.
Yeah.
B. Diddy, queue up some Woosa for us, too, so we can let Monte hear what we got coming from Sonic Boom Music.
Feelings that I wanna change, I make right. I just release it in the wind, let it all fly. Baby, won't you just let me feel on your body, right here on the floor. Yeah.
niggas, you niggas be bitches. Always talking at your mouth. Fuck around and run your house. Yeah, pussy, he ain't never coming out. Fuck with a nigga be talking about. Be wooing a bitch when I pop out. They watch me, but they do not like me. I told you no shit, excite me. I told that young nigga don't cross me. I'm up, now the nigga lost me. I only hang around with bosses. Real bitch, take losses. The shit that I'm on, that these bitches can't buy. The flies he seen and I'm catching his eye. I be with the mob and we really be tired. Got sick of the nigga, kept telling them lies. These bitches be fake, they real in the sky. I be wooing a bitch and I never get sized. I do more than most, that ain't no surprise. And whoop it and winning, just give me my prize. Pop at your top, might spin on your block. I get what I want and I put him on block. Yo nigga, he love me, he fuck with no socks. Pussy like ice and I off in here rock. When it's up on a hoe, he stuck on her. They gon' make me woo, pull up on her. You the type of young nigga, getting no money. Walk around with your pocket, look real lonely. Bitwood, gotta have the racks in it. Need an AMG Benz, I'm stunning in it. Can I need it all day, not tomorrow? Cover down for your bitches that'll borrow. When it's up on a hoe, ain't stuck on her. They gon' make bitwood, pull up on her. You the type of young nigga, getting no money. Walk around with your pocket, look real lonely. Bitwood, gotta have the racks in it. Need an AMG Benz, I'm stunning in it. Can I need it all day, not tomorrow? Cover down for your bitches that'll borrow. The Wooster back at it again. You give me a five and I leave with a ten. I never been into the friend, they telling no lie, they worse than they can. I always say more than I stand, if I don't pop out, I get that shit in. The mermaid is setting the trend, they riding my wave, it should be a sin. Roll through your city, my neck is on water, I call on my cousin, he fuck on your daughter. I don't send a Uber, I send him a martyr, I'm bitching your nigga, I need me a starter. My niggas gon' die by respect, don't ever send threats. We sending shots like Garnett, whenever it comes to a check, we come to collect, and we aim it with the tech. Bet on the fact that I'm next, game on connect, and we really on the flip. Don't ever get caught on the net.
Woosa Lee.
Back to Heartland Radio. Mm-hmm. I'm Diddy. I got Bishop City and Gina in here. What's good?
What's going on?
Y'all have nicknames though too. Okay, y'all. Yeah. What's y'all nicknames? You said.
Oh, the most subjective voice on radio. You know, because it's DJ Monte here, I might give y'all a pass on making y'all skin crawl today. But just always know, your boy is the most subjective voice on radio.
It's organic, G, from how I look to how I speak. Everything is going to just come off naturally. So enjoy the conversation today. We have DJ Montez here, so we're going to keep it lighthearted today because it's really all about him, to be honest. Because, I mean, I want to talk about Flo Rida.
Right.
Like, when you got the call to say Flo Rida is taking that beat, or how did that even transpire? You talk to us about that.
It really was like, I sent that CD to Mike.
CD.
Yeah, it was a CD with a bunch of beats, you know what I'm saying? And that was like one of the beats that was on the CD. It was the only beat like that, for real.
Yeah.
And, I sent it to Mike Caron. Mm-hmm. I had to mail it to him in the, you know, go to the post office and mail a CD off to him. And so that shit, yeah.
Hey, what year was this?
That was like,
that you had to mail it?
2005, maybe, 2006. Yeah, so he was like, man, I want that beat. Send it to me. So I was like, all right, cool. And I had to track it out, burn that on CD, and mail it to him.
How'd you feel about Gucci Bird after that song came out, Alphabet on the Team?
Hey, man, look, I'd never seen none, but I was like, shit, this got to be some country-ass shit for me. But, yeah, so he had it, and Paul Wall was on it, and Juvenile. And so Paul Wall, I guess he wanted to stick to the rap side of things, so. Which I was mad. Kyle felt like he could have did it because he killed the song. You know what I'm saying? He did a good ass job on it.
Go ahead, leak it to me. One time.
I don't even got it. I got it. It's on my computer.
Though, the there's a Paul Wall version of that B out there.
Yeah, I got it with him and Juvenile.
Wow.
Yeah.
What you call Boots with the fur?
It was same hook.
So T did the hook. Was the hook on there already?
Yeah, T Pain did the hook. Same hook, everything.
So when you
sent
that CD, the hook was on there already.
No, I said the CD, it was just the beat. Mm-hmm. Mike Caron had T-Pain do it. Like, me and T-Pain got a couple of songs out.
Mike and then it goes to T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain was just hook killing at the time.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, so he did that. And, shit, Pow Wow, like, he didn't want it. Jew would try to get it. They were like, nah, we're going to give it to Flo Rida.
Mm.
I was like, man, who the fuck? Yeah, but when
Flo Rida wasn't on at that time right now.
But when I heard him on it, I was like, oh, this shit out of here.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, this shit gone.
And that was different from his style, too, because I remember Flo Rida's songs before that, and there really wasn't that type of lane.
See,
he had kind of carved out a niche, I noticed, with that one.
Man, when he did his verse, he just rolled the beat so hard. So, you know, that just took him off and took me off at the same time. So,
what's your relationship like with Flo Rida nowadays?
Man, we cool as fuck. Like, I go down to Florida, man, make sure I'm straight, everything. So,
I can only imagine what it's like. Flo Rida making sure you straight.
He was like, when I came down, I just came back, and he was like, man, bro, you should have hit me up. I would let you stay in one of my condos. I was like, man, shit, I ain't know. When I went to the club, they laid out the club. You know, they got a club down in Miami and everything. So
Flo Rida has a club down in Miami.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
That
shit.
Freeze.
Yeah,
we trying to act Bugatti. Like Flo Rida not. Somebody who then topped
multiple times. He sold over 100 million records.
Easily.
Rolls Royces.
Yeah, he got that too.
Yeah.
I was with my girl and she had her, you know, a bunch of folks. So I wasn't trying to.
That gets into our next segment, hot topic right now. Janoris Jenkins, the cornerback, had his Rolls Royce stolen out of Hartsfield International.
I saw that topic. He parked his Rolls Royce in economy parking. It was stolen. I feel like stealing is like the minimum barrier. You could break into my car or whatever, break a window. It shouldn't be able to get stolen. That was my take on it.
My question is,
would you park your Rolls Royce?
There we go. Monte, would you park your Rolls Royce at the airport?
I would.
Economy at the airport. You got to be specific.
Man, it might have been.
Because they got luxury parking at the airport.
Bro, you just never know what kind of time he was on. That man might have been missing his flight and shit. You know what I'm saying? He had to get out. You know what I'm saying?
No valet at the airport.
No.
Damn,
I done been to the airport 1,000 times. Like,
or
you,
he can't got no
they got the VIP shit where you can just pull up right to the plane and they'll unload you right there. You know what I'm saying? But as far as he might have been, I've been running late, so I know how that is. He probably parked that motherfucker first place he could have found, and just
what's the most expensive car you've left at the airport parking?
I don't leave cars at the airport.
Hello.
I knew it.
Thank you.
I had to ask the real question. Because you don't leave a Rolls Royce at the parking lot.
I'm just saying, the shit high. You know what I'm saying? You park at the goddamn.
It's $24 for 24 hours.
Yeah,
like,
so that shit high. So I just.
I might as well get a babysitter.
I get
got my boy Akon for his Range Rover. They did get it back, though. But they did jump in his whip while he was at the gas station. Y'all stop jumping in people's vehicles out there, all right? Be careful out there.
How was your relationship with T-Pain? Like, you got songs, multiple songs, and you say he was the hook master. He still will, if he get on the hook, he'll kill it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
What's your relationship with T-Pain?
Man, like, that's like my for real buddy. You know what I'm saying? We call and we should be chilling. You know, I'm his tour DJ, and I've been his DJ for like 7 years, I want to say. So we done developed a different kind of relationship. So that's how that song with me and Kalani came. I was like, bro, I got this beat, man, you know. And I sent it to him because I was trying to get him to write a whole song. Mm-hmm. And he was like, bro, I got Kalani vocals back. I was like,
what's
the
creative
how that shit happened?
Process in the studio with T-Pain? Like, what's it like? Because he's a real creative guy. So, I mean, like, what is it like with him?
He is a creative person, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll jump on the keyboard and start playing shit, too. You know what I'm saying? So. It's just, we'll vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't be in L.A. making shit for Fast and the Furious, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to create shit.
Who's a studio angel? When they go into the studio, I heard there's some artists that have hooks on hooks and folders on folders, and each one they just play, they know the chords and melodies. What I'm talking about is Robert Kelly. I heard that when he go to the studio, it was crazy when he used to go to the studio. He'll play everything from I Believe I Can Fly, being his hard drive
when I had a session with him, that's how that song with
hold up, man.
Yeah, that's how that song with
Chicago.
I was just about to say, I got R. Kelly with me.
that's how Can You Learn song on T.I. album came about.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I was in they said, shit, we're going to have a session at 4. I'm like, all right, cool. 4 p.m., mind you, now. So I'm in that motherfucker, you know, just sitting out, making beats. I'm like, shit, they got them 6 o'clock. They can like, he coming. I was like, all right, we'll just continue to make some beats and shit. So then, you know, we stayed, shit started turning like 8, 9 o'clock. I'm like, damn, bro, we finna leave, man. Like, he ain't showing up. He was like, he coming. So then the man didn't show up about 5 in the morning for real. Yeah.
I would cry. I'm
not. Nah, but it paid off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cause we went and played basketball and all that shit together. Like, here, really, that song with T.I. and R. Kelly was
Michael Jordan, bro. I keep telling you.
Yeah.
So at 5 in the morning, this reminds me of like a Prince story. When people talk about Prince, and he's just like, who? What else? So 5 in the morning, R. Kelly comes to you. What do you?
Man, he was just like, he just woke up out of the nap and he coming. He finna pull up. I was like, damn. So he had, you know, just regular old street work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at, let's just say this, the studio desk, and he back in the corner somewhere. I'm like, damn, I'm in the studio with R. Kelly. I felt weird as fuck, but he was in there and I was just running through beats. He was just sitting there. He was like, hold on, run that back. And I played the beat. He had his little vocal thing. He started singing. He was like, load it up. He went and started playing that shit. He don't write or nothing. He just went in and did all the whole song in like 30 minutes.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah,
how long did it take him to come to him? Like, I know he had maybe had to listen to it a couple times.
Yeah, he listened to it a couple times.
How long did you say that? What did you say that process was?
He just told me to keep playing it. And then he came up there. He started singing a little something. Then he went back and sat down. And it was like, keep playing. He's singing in his goddamn thing. I don't know what he was doing. So yeah. I was like, okay, shit. He vibing that's with this right. shit. Yeah, man, when he came out and went into the booth and did it, that shit was just something else. I was like,
amazing.
Yeah, it was. It really, it was.
Oh, I know.
And then you could just feel the pain on that record. You know what I'm saying? Because it was called Trouble Man.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, and so it was a whole song, and it ended up getting leaked. And I played it for T.I., and he was like, man, I want it. And he made a way to try to get it off of YouTube and everything. And Kells was like, hell yeah, they do it. And then me and T.I. switched the hook up to where it fit R. Kelly. And that was it.
Where is the wildest? Because you've been T-Pain's DJ for 7 years. Were you ever Flo Rida's DJ?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so now where is the wildest tour stop you've been with T-Pain? Because I'm sure he get booked for all type of crazy places.
You're right.
Because he's not your regular person. You
ever been
saying?
To like the streaming events? Like
I want to say like Australia. We was on a 2-week tour in Australia.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
How many stops is that for 2 weeks?
Man, we went to the Netherlands and all kind of shit.
Right,
so.
Cause Australia is the whole country.
Cause you on the other side of the earth.
Yeah,
that
was like
point.
We were like 14, 15 hours ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was dope.
Yeah,
we was there for 2 weeks, and then we end up going to Papua New Guinea, like a third world country, and that was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been a little bit everywhere, man. Africa, all kind of shit, yeah.
Big, so I can only imagine, like I said, the places that call him, because I know Arrel from Next, and he get some unique tour stops. And, you
man.
Know, and T-Pain is bigger than that, so I can only imagine, you know. That
bro, I've been a little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
No lie. Like, I've seen the world.
I got a question. Being exposed to so much, right?
Mm.
You've been in the game for a while, but you still stay down with DJ Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
You got both at all, Oom Camp is small clique, all repping each other. How y'all keep it together like that?
Man, it's just, it's really the roots, man, you know. Like, I can't, me personally, I don't grew up on, like, you know, stand down, you know what I'm saying? Even if things are bad or good, you know, I end up stand down. And so me and Jelly, we all been key, and, you know, we stayed in touch with each other all the time. Like, I talk to him every single day. I talk to Jelly, like, every other day. So, yeah, like, we for real brothers. Like, Jelly came and took me under his wing at the age of 15, so.
It's always about staying grounded. You know, you can't allow, because you have had one type of success, to take you away from the original grounds in your foundation.
Right.
Because once that one success or 5 successes is over, you look to the left and look to the right and nobody's there because nobody has built with you.
Right.
And so now you can say that you have these successes to my left, but I have my foundation to the right of me.
Yeah.
Regardless of if the left like me today, I still got the right on my side. Man,
it's people that came and gone. You know, they started with us and left right at the breaking point. You know what I'm saying? It ain't for everybody. You know, for me, I feel like, you know, God done got rid of motherfuckers that weren't supposed to be around me anyway. They show their true colors at the beginning. So whenever I done got some money, I don't have to deal with that shit later on. So I was like, fuck them. And kept them moving.
You talked about you was laughed at when you started DJing.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Who was Jelly around when you was getting laughed at?
Nah, I was in high school. You know, when they say, what you going to do for, like, career day? What you want to do? Like, when you grow up. And I was like, I wanted to be a DJ.
And you got laughed at.
Yeah, that's it. Like, man, you ain't gonna do that shit, man.
Back in that time period, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hip hop, people don't understand how young hip hop still is in comparison to the other genres of music.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, to be able to say, like, I want to be a DJ, people don't look at that as a career path.
Man, that shit was so crazy.
What was you doing? What was you doing as far as DJing wise, like, in the next 18 months? From that time you was laughed at, were some things you accomplished? Like,
man, I was taking lessons. Actually, I had met a DJ, DJ Will. No.
Will, yeah.
Back
yeah.
when people took lessons back in the day.
Yeah. Who's DJ Will that did his DJ lessons? He had a studio or something?
DJ Will still be here. He DJ at the Blue Flame. At the Blue Flame and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like on Tuesday and Wednesday nights or some shit. Yeah. Whatever popping night, but he was DJing my mom's fashion show and I was like, shit, man, I don't want to do that. And so she dropped me off in the hood. She was like, she didn't even question who he was. She just felt like, okay, whatever. You want to do this? And she dropped me off, and I would take a DJ lesson. She's like, she didn't know who none of them folk was. She just dropped me off. And I used to go over Own House every day. Not Own House, Jelly House, still my Martin Luther King, every day out of school. She never knew, but she just stayed down and just allowed me to be who I was, which that was the best part of it. So.
Now, building the ATL brand, you know, being a Chicago outsider, I'm happening to imagine that, was there a time where Baby D was hotter than DJ Unk in the streets, because I would assume.
But it wasn't even no DJ Unk thought of then. You know what I'm saying? Unk wasn't around when we were doing all the groundwork.
ATL hole.
Yeah. No. Nah,
now, was Baby D around at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Baby D, Sam and Sam, Intoxicated.
Yeah, remember, we get introduced to y'all strictly with Walk It Out. That's the first time Chicago folks are hearing Unk Camp ever.
Nah, man. We done stamped this whole city.
So
like,
now Baby D was leading them efforts in regards to the.
It was all of us. You know, all of us had a name. It
so
wasn't
was it
even just
DJs. Was it based on artists?
You gotta understand. See, Jelly had a name. I had a name. Okay. Baby D had a name. Intoxicated. Big Oomp, street name. Big street name. So it was like, shit. We threw a party. We had, like, even for my birthday party, I had T.I. Gucci, Pastor Troy, got that Lil Jon. All on one ticket. Yeah. Like, I had at least about 16, 17, Trillville, Crime Mall. I don't, like, all them on one ticket, huh? Nah, I'm just saying, this what we did to put in at work. We put in work. Like, even when we were throwing our parties, we'll paint the whole city with big-ass posters, every exit, every street corner, everything. You don't know about Big Oomp, DJ Jelly. We sold our tapes on the side of the street on Simpson Road. So, you know, we got
building that brand.
Yeah, we don't put in the groundwork. Yeah. And folk, like, even from... See, y'all don't even understand, like, Atlanta radio, the way it is now, we fought for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't playing nothing but New York music.
Really?
Nothing but New York shit.
So I came down here back in the day and heard nothing but Wu-Tang.
You see how this shit, it's just you hear, like, all the top 40 type sounding. Like, this shit street now, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you don't hear this, you wouldn't have heard this shit
Jermaine 20 Dupree years. Was in
but see, he was, like, on some top 40 shit. Right. It wasn't on no, everybody, when people talk about Atlanta, they fail to mention our name. Walker did in the interview because he know what it is. But it's like everybody look at what, like, how y'all feel like Walker Out was the first. Nah, man, we done fucking get this
why
shit.
I asked that,
yeah,
it's like, you know, when I say being outside, it's like that's how it comes to, you know, the outside world. Mm-hmm. But see, we don't get to look at it. Like, well, I was watching the Master P story. You don't get to see where he doing all of these collabs with the California.
Yeah,
that's why he out there before. He explode to everything else, you know what I mean?
Man, see, if you listen to all our old shit, it was the street shit that going on. It's just different sounds now. Mm-hmm. Better 808s. Like, we was just, I had an MPC, and we had a bunch of fucking, you know, modules. Like, that shit cost the money. Like, so we had the only sound like that. Organized Noise, one of our 808s and everything. Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah, he one of our 808s and everything.
See, what you're showing our artists that's listening right now is pave the way in your community, mm-hmm. your state, in your area. And what will pop, you know. It's not just, oh, Atlanta ain't I don't want to just be in Atlanta. If ain't nobody listening and knowing and coming out and packing your shit out in Atlanta, how you think you about to go to Mississippi and Utah and pack that
See, this
out?
This the thing, though. The shit is everything. Everything is about a movement. You know what I'm saying? An artist. If you can't get nobody, if you can't get your next door neighbor to support your music, what makes you think your goddamn, like, we had a whole, we was a crew. We'll come to the club 30 deep.
Exactly.
Swear to God, we'll meet up on Martin Luther King and pull up to the club 30 deep. And now you see all these niggas with, like, they come with their entourage,
exactly.
Which that's damn near like the best way to do it. That's, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Jeezy, they had BMF. That was some big move. That was a movement.
We had to tell artists that all the time because a lot of people be thinking they could be introverts and take over the streets, and it don't work like that.
It don't work like that.
And I'm glad you're here to say that because sometimes people might not take it from our viewpoint, but you're here to say that and certify that you need a movement and the team for people to believe in what you got.
Man, we knew all the DJs in the cities. We went through parties for DJs back in the day. Like that's what we did, the type of shit we did.
What was the first record that
Three Six Mafia?
That was the first record they
did. Yeah, Jelly was the first person to bring Master P and A-Ball MJG here. Yeah, I did a song with Three Six Mafia. I'd rather.
Ooh,
3-6. Yeah, I was just saying, like, that's, we like.
You worked with Juicy J, DJ Paul.
When Tear the Club Up was on the first CD, like, that was, like, man, I didn't play. Like, motherfucker was like, man, you're going to have to play some New York music. I'm not never playing that shit. So I played straight up down south, you know, rocking
cool
clubs.
Be around like DJ Paul and somebody like that for you, cause
honest with you, them one of my favorite producers, like Dr. Dre, Paul and Juicy.
I always say,
you
DJ
know what
Paul
saying?
Don't get enough.
Like Memphis, right. Memphis had a big influence on Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I haven't talked to them in a second, but we still cool. Paul, DJ Paul, now I talk to him almost all the time. Though I see him a lot.
Who said bigger, Florida? Because Florida got hits, and DJ Paul also got a lot of hits.
Who said what out?
You know,
oh, no, they ain't like that.
Yeah,
I just did one.
City, you know?
I just did one record with them. And not like, you know, I'm super cool. Like, I just pull up and call their phone.
You said
like
something interesting, though. You said Juicy J. Juicy J is a producer as well?
Yeah, he was a DJ.
Oh, I didn't know Juicy J can produce.
Both of them was.
What's a Juicy J record that's big that we
he
don't
did
know
a
that
lot
he
of
produced?
Megan shit.
Megan Thee Stallion records?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know the songs on the album.
If you listen to her first mixtape and all, you hear Juicy.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
That Juicy.
Right. And you know And I'm thinking that's just a remake that she just did.
Nah, man. All that 3-6 like Mafia right. sound was Juicy J and Paul.
See, I tell her all the time, see, I need to start saying Juicy J, too. Then I always say DJ Paul is the architect that everybody running on right now. I always say he don't really get enough credit because that trap sound is a really hard sound that he been doing for a while.
Man, I'm going to base my shit down there most off of that shit, though.
Man, people don't give DJ Paul and them enough credit, you know.
Yeah.
And I just be like, man, everything that everybody's doing now, DJ Paul been doing that since Tear the Club Up.
Man, you got to understand. So y'all run around like niggas now be chilling and shit. Like me, I was like, you listen to 3-6 Mafia at a party, that shit is finna be a fight.
Yeah.
Your ass better be goddamn ready for some shit to pop off because that shit is going down. Yeah. And it wasn't no sections. It was just a dance floor full of motherfuckers.
No. Right now, everybody's segregated by the bills you ain't going
to
pay.
But you had to break it down and play some splat pack and loot, though. You know, I was raised up in that era. That's why I was able to make the low-type beats. Because, you know, splat pack, they out of Miami.
I ain't ever heard of
splat
pack.
Oh, my gosh. For real? Scrub the ground, all that shit?
Oh, we know.
Yeah. Of course.
He made Low, of course. There's people that may talk to him about Low that don't even know he
made it. But see, my tag had got snatched off the record. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, you know. Because the Oak Camp Productions, that's my tag. And that shit got snatched off.
Off the Low record, right?
Yeah, bro.
They said they wanted that top 40, huh? They had to make it pure. You know, sometimes they be feeling like.
As long as they didn't take your name off the check.
No, the check came. Believe me.
I remember Flo Rida was so big one time. He made me see how big rap could be. I remember watching him land out of a plane onto the stage for MTV to perform. And I'm like, man, this is
this shit crazy,
insane.
Though. Rap is crazy now though, so you know it's still huge.
What do you feel about? How you feel about?
Let's go into.
Okay, we'll get into the next question. Let me write that. Okay.
Yes, sir. We're going to some music talking about people that do exploits. We're gonna play some T-Pain.
Yeah, man. Hold up. Hey. Pull up here in the Wild Green.
Heartland Radio. Let's
so
get it.
What the fuck we meet the nigga over here for? Man, that nigga got down. He just so persistent about meeting me right here right now.
I don't know why. I just told him to wait.
Radio Killer. I'm tired of hearing you talking that shit on my phone. I'm getting in my car and I'm headed straight to your home. And I'm throwing on that ski mask. Ski mask. Never mind when you're mad at him. Finna kill it. Kill it. I'm a dead, dead babe. Feel it. Feel it. I'm ready, babe. You've been all in my head like a headache. And now they made that bitch.
November, you swear right there.
Is you high, man?
Man, I got to go.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Man, I know you didn't know shit.
Oh, get out the car.
Man,
get out the car.
Fuck.
Get on the ground right now.
I got a question for you.
Could you learn to love a trouble, man?
Yeah, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Show you wanna roll with me, I'm a complicated man. Live my life close to the edge, ain't even safe to stand. I'm trouble man, always into something. Numb to the consequences, guess it's coming if it's coming. But so much shit they say that I can't do because I'm famous. Guess I should live in a bubble like these other entertainers. The danger's so enticing to me, I don't even notice it. Guess I get away or get arrested for it's over with. Prison sentence every year, got everybody after me. Reaper on my heels, I'm just praying he don't catch a G. Imagine me and you, somewhere happy with a few hundred mil. Still I could go to jail for some years, cause I push it to the limit. The danger's so exciting, I'm loving every minute. Girl, this life ain't nothing like it, and you only live once. So as long as I'm alive, I be living on the edge. Y'all to show you wanna ride. Ain't the death of me, the lifestyle will be. Law keep arresting me, sucker wanna kill me. Still we in the bad lane, ride breakneck speed. $1 million sports car smoking on the best weed. Fist fights in nightclub for rap beefs. Shootings, retaliations, yeah it's that deep. I guess they just got to catch me when they catch me, cause I'm putting it in their life if they attempted to disrespect me. Especially since I know they say what go around, come around. That's why when we go around. I'm a jet phone on that bitch, make her sew on that dick to the jaw locker. Tell her gon' swallow this shit, she gon' gawk at this shit, get it all mopped up. Eat it like ooh, 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 ooh. Eat it like ooh, 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 eat it like ooh, ooh, ooh. Still a rash but cute, soon as I slid them through. Call that shake off Sunday, ain't had none to do. A nigga want her, not two. I'm talking about the red, not blue. The one looking blessed, not two. The power 500 right now, yeah. Tell a little bitch, get down, yeah. You know you ain't finna come round, yeah. Gonna bust it open for the crowd, yeah.
bars, had a hoe sit down. Bitch looking like straight clown, yeah. White Air Force looking brown, yeah. Bitch need to lose a couple pounds, yeah. Treat shit like steel, yeah. We all geeked up on pills, yeah. Tryna get a bitch and go chill, yeah. Jack boy looking for chill, yeah, yeah. Sound like this, yeah, she good. Bad little gutter little bitch, she hood. Slid out the house, I'm a bitch, she knew it. Whole lot of shit she went with, she do it. Suck a nigga deep, no hands, yeah. Fuckin' on the bitch, she a fan, yeah. Marched down her throat like a band, yeah. She ain't got wop, she got wham, yeah. Marched down her throat like a band, yeah. She ain't got wop, she got wham, yeah. I might just fuck on that bitch, make her sew on that dick to the jaw locker. Tryna gon' swallow that shit, she gon' gargle that shit, get it all mopped up. Eat it like ooh, 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 ooh. Eat it like ooh, 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 ooh. She a little rash for cute, soon as I slid on through. Caught her a shake on Sunday, I ain't had nothing to do. Now watch out on drugs come out. You can just say how the whole day. She ain't got walls at all. I'ma be like, ooh.
It's Heartland Hip Hop. We got all the cuts.
AB Diddy, what you doing is called bullshit. Jabba Ranks don't like that. Bring that shit back.
Romo, let me tell you what I'm gon' do. Tell your ass what you ain't gon' do. These niggas be trippin' like wrong shoes. Talkin' ooh, Romo. These niggas be making them whole moves. Oh, you throw hands, what we throw to. Aiming that jet, what you gon' do? Talkin' ooh, Romo.
Niggas be making them whole moves. Oh, you throw hands, what we throw to. Aiming that jet, what you gon' do? Talkin'
I tell them the sausages ain't free. These niggas be hating, they ain't me. These niggas be hating, they can't be. My trust me, my nigga, they hate me. But bet you won't that nigga touch me. I bet you won't that nigga budge me. Don't care about your jewelry, can't judge me. My niggas got hammers and judge free. You heard me. Don't none of you niggas discourage me. What do I look like I'm worried? I ain't never in a hurry. I know real niggas that curry. I know real shooters like Curry. Don't fuck around and get 30. Romo, let me tell you what I'm gon' do. Tell your ass what you ain't gon' do. These niggas be trippin' like wrong shoes. Talkin' ooh, Romo. These niggas be making them whole moves. Oh, you throw hands, what we throw to. Aiming that jet, what you gon' do? Talkin' ooh, Romo. Romo. These niggas be making them whole moves. Oh, you throw hands, what we throw to. Aiming that jet, what you gon' do? Talkin' ooh. These niggas be doing you too much. I don't even fuck with them too tough. Most of these niggas ain't too tough. Most of these niggas ain't tooled up. Most of these niggas will say that they rock with the kid, but they really don't fool with us. Act like your girl pussy and loosen up. They call me jabbing cause I got that fever. Must have forgot, yeah, y'all caught amnesia. Go as I please, I move at my leisure. If you ain't on go, then trust me, I leave you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Girl, let me put this pippin' on you. 5 minutes in and I own you. Stop fucking with them who make wrong moves. Right, see the trap.
And I ain't even a shooter, nigga. I'm so geeked up, I wanna shoot the nigga. I'm back on E. I done throw back a double in the club, fucking bitching me in trouble. I'm back on E.
I'm back on E. White naked lady. Why my pockets on E? It's fuck you, pay me. Somebody save me. Or should I say save this nigga? Cause when my pockets on E, they all looking like victims. Ready to flip your temple. Got niggas in Allen Temple. Who stay rolling on E, looking similar to me. Hey Future, I can only want him.
Do you want a black?
I pop a transformer, transform.
Do you want a leg?
Put your legs up where your head's supposed
to be. Have you switched place?
So just let a nigga get cash.
I'm talking underlay.
Linked up with Tate. Put the money in the front. Just pass the blunt and let me go slow. Before I pop it 3 months.
I got it, what you doing is called bullshit. Jabba Ranks don't like that. Bring that shit back.
Bought a bag full of water. If I drank them, then I know I'm rolling harder. I'm back on E. And I ain't even a shooter, nigga. I'm so geeked up, I wanna shoot the nigga. I'm back on E. I done throw back a double in the club, fucking bitching me in trouble. I'm back on E.
I took a pass in his mouth.
You got too much dip on your chip.
Chip. Now, dip on your chip is where we talk about somebody who might do something for the dollars, even though their heart might not be all the way into it. Now,
usually it's, they put too much dip on their chip because there's a financial incentive involved with it. I'm seeing that's a theme with dipping your chip.
Oh,
you
okay.
You got DJ Monte here. DJ Monte, you're going to put this segment. You're going to say it's okay. Too much dip on their chip or not.
So, did everybody in here watch The Rugrats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The Rugrats, Betty, is now a confirmed lesbian and will be a lesbian on the show now. Do the Rugrats have too much dip on their chip for making Betty a lesbian?
Now, description, Betty is the mama of the twins, Phil and Lil. So, if we got to jog our memory, she had a sweatband on her
head. I'm saying,
they're
going to be back on TV like this.
Yes.
In the reboot. They got
in the reboot. So, if they got too much dip on your chip, DJ Montez, meaning it's just they doing too much and that chip going to break and it's going to be a mess.
It's doing too much, you know what I'm saying? But, hey.
Hey, did she always have that symbol on her shirt?
Yes, they say she always been presumed as gay.
I don't remember seeing that symbol on her.
Have you ever
shirt.
Heard the Mandela Effect? You ever heard of that? DJ Mind, look back, Mandela Effect. People don't know. Sometimes we have bad memories. For example, does the Monopoly Man have an eyeglass on or not?
Mm-mm.
You don't see, but
I think he do.
So
he don't.
Is it bare?
It depends on the cover.
See,
I think.
We remember things differently than it actually will. Like, for instance, they never said, Luke, I am your father. That never happened. That never happened. Luke, I am your father. He didn't say that in the movie.
What did he say?
He said something else. Look it up. It's called a Mandela effect.
I just looked it up.
There's a whole bunch of different Mandela effects. Pull up some more. There's some more ones.
Like,
so,
for example.
I don't remember her having that lesbian symbol.
I don't remember her having that lesbian symbol.
So, do you feel like she has too much dip on their chip? Like, for doing this character,
if she starts, you know, being sexual on the show, she's doing too much, right? That shirt and symbol, whatever, that's just her symbol. She been rocking it. I don't care about that. It just means woman to me.
Yeah, that only means woman.
No, nobody cares about that. But she will be, maybe because she is a confirmed now. You might see her dating a woman. There might be another mom on the show that she's with.
She's a cartoon character. Why does she date people?
Exactly.
Why does she need that relationship? She should be like solving crimes.
So the argument I've heard that combats that, just playing B. Diddy's advocate, is they say that why are heterosexual people on the show having a relationship if you feel like that?
It's a kid show. So they rescue somebody from the volcano and it happens to be her girlfriend. So yeah. It's just her girlfriend. Like, it's just move on past that. I want to go to the volcano shit.
I wouldn't want my kid to be exposed to something that is not what I am trying to project to them. So, for example, if there is a heterosexual couple, that is what I'm projecting to my child. But if there is a homosexual couple, that is not what I'm trying to project to my child. But if they're watching the Rugrats, it's there for them to experience. And it's like, I don't have any control over that because that's that TV show. But I do have control over it because it's about what I allow my child to watch.
Well, it looks like I succeeded in making your skin crawl on this episode. As I told y'all, I'm the most objective voice on radio for a reason. Because I get the people going, all right? Yes. We just talk about that real stuff. But my question before we got into
break. Oh, brother. Whoa. You got too much dip on your chip.
Illuminati, anything Illuminati-wise?
No, not yet. We'll get into that at the end.
Oh, that's the segment.
DJ Monte, just on a serious note, how do you feel about the current uprise in violence in hip-hop right now? How do you feel about that? Because right now it's getting out of proportion. There just was a mass shooting at a local concert in Florida where 20 people got shot and 2 died. So what do you feel like that being an OG in the game? Like, I know, you know, how do you feel about the current uptick in that?
I don't blame the music, you know what I'm saying? You got movies, you got all kind of shit. I blame the foods. I blame the chemicals and everything else that's been put in us from, you know, the government themselves. You know what I'm saying? They created this whole shit for us. We as black people always been peaceful, you know what I'm saying? We never been violent. So if you ever notice in music, they always promote the violent shit. Even in movies, they promote violent shit. They promote, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame the music. Like, I blame a lot of other shit besides music. Yeah, definitely systematic.
situations like, well, you know, getting off of that, that was just a quick question.
You understand. A lot of folks just rap about what they've been seeing, like NWA. They was the same way. They used to rap about what they seen. Boys in the Hood, the movie, was what they seen, but that's what was been created for us. It wasn't like how we was at the beginning.
How do we stop the King Von and the Quando Rondo scenarios from happening in hip-hop?
Niggas got to wake up, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really trapped in the box, but until you understand that we are peaceful people, that we not really living in our elements. Mm-hmm. We living outside our elements. We living like savages, which we're not savages.
Right.
Do you feel like other people were savages and taught us how to become that. Exactly. Yeah, so it's like if you put a rat in a fucking goddamn cage, you become a fucking lab rat. We are lab
survival,
rats.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what Project Ghetto, that's what created for us. You know what I'm saying? To be in, you got to understand, there's so much shit that was created and put for us. Even the foods that be put in certain areas because they know we there.
Do you have any non-profit efforts? Do you have any ways that you've been giving back to help the community? Anything that you've done?
Who, man, I used to, I ain't going to say I did it recently because once I hit the road, it was just like, I ain't had time. But I used to go to churches right there on Bankhead and just buy like 30 boxes of two-piece wings and biscuit and take some chips and water, and I just ride through downtown. Me and my buddy Black, you know, was just... Yeah, we'll take the pistols and just we passing out food. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
How do you feel about people having cameras at the giveaways? Do you think they should or shouldn't have?
I mean, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, if I'm here to help you out, I ain't trying to film. You know what I'm saying? If somebody else do it, then that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to broadcast everything I do.
Sometimes you just got to make sure your tax write-off is there. Evidence.
On top tax of write-off is going to be there when I purchase it on my bank statement. You're going to see that shit. No, that's what they're for.
Everybody be using their cash. They throw their money in the...
Well, that's some new shit that's just done generated. Niggas don't understand. They probably, man, just pull that shit out the bank for this and then put that motherfucker back. You just never know.
Who taught you about business checking in the game? Who taught you about LLC? Okay.
Yeah, man, you know, he always be like... He got, like, tons of real estate, talking about real estate, stocks, all that shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I look at him as my brother. He don't just be like, hey, man, he'll allow me to spend the money. This is what you should do. Open up this kind of bank, all that kind of shit. So that's why I say he's my brother.
Mm-hmm. Since day one. Yeah. DJ Oomph, I mean, you really got to have some game. Nah, mentors Big Oomph. In the game.
DJ
I mean,
Oomph. Big Oomph. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Shout out Big Oomph. You really got to have mentors in this game. People, again, like we talked about earlier, people don't understand the importance of team, but also the importance of mentors. Somebody that's in the game mm-hmm. that can also show you the way.
See, he don't have money, though. Know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, we probably never see $1 million in our hand. But when you get it, you wouldn't know what the fuck. You're going to think about everything that you wanted when you were broke. Yeah, and you're going to go buy that shit. So,
instead of investing in that and making it make money for you.
Yeah.
See, that's what we're real big on. You know, we allow ourselves to not be flashy so we can have investments so our money could work for us.
I did that stupid shit, man. I got that money, man. I had about 15 old school cars. All of them had new cars.
I was about to say, what was the most outlandish purchase you made?
The outlandish.
Days, when you first got it, it's like, all right, I bought
cars.
Some crazy shit.
No, it's cars, though.
It's cars. I had 15 cars. All of them had rims. All of them had new parts. All of them had new motors in it and everything.
Oh, what, my God. How often did you drive them?
None.
That's hilarious.
That's sad, too. As soon as I bought one, I sold it.
Mm.
What brands were they? What were they? What was your favorite one?
It was Dunks.
I didn't never have a Dunk. I had a 69 Charger with the Dukes of Hazzard with the flag on the top of it. Yeah.
You went out and found that thing.
I was driving and going to Oompa House, and the shit was at the dealership, and I swerved into the dealership. Just bought it. So
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Another guy from the West Side, DC Young Fly, bought a Pontiac thinking it was a Chevy. Have you ever had? Yeah, so he told me
I know my
Chevy.
Nah, I know my car.
I had a
71 Chevelle. I still got my 69 Chevelle, 96 Impala, 87 Buick Grand National, the Trans Am, the Dukes of Hazzard car. I had
you ain't got the Confederate flag on
it. I had the on the 6ix9ine charge I did. A white lady was right next to me when I bought it, cause I was driving home and I hit the button for her. She was looking at me like, yeah,
that's perfect. That's a beautiful moment. Yeah.
Wow. And I just started laughing because that shit was just funny. I just had to do that shit.
Crazy stuff is a part of the game. T-Pain say the most crazy thing he bought was that big ass chain that he said. He was like,
me and him used to have competition. Me, him, and used to have competition with cars. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, shit, we just all buying cars.
Did you ever see T-Pain's big ass chain? With
I got a picture on my Instagram with that big heavy ass shit on.
He said that's the dumbest shit he ever bought. He said that shit is melting that thing down.
That shit come from like right here all the way down to my goddamn stomach. Like that shit is huge, right there.
Yeah, he was like on the interview. He was saying that he had to melt it down. He said he ended up losing a bunch of.
Nah, that nigga never melt that motherfucker down. He still got it.
He still got it.
I'm just telling you. I just took a picture about three, four years ago.
Look, he making sure that the next generation don't make the same mistake that he did.
Okay.
He melted it down,
but you got to understand. He came from a country ass place. You know what I'm saying? Tallahassee.
Part of the game.
You know, so he probably never had no money.
I'm sure everybody goes through this purchase. I've gone through my.
And when you were on the top of the mountain, you think money just gonna always
keep coming in.
Yeah, keep coming in.
$6 million. It's gonna be a different ballpark.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be different.
Joe Exotic didn't get pardoned by Trump. Y'all saw that, right? Joe Exotic didn't make it.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
He was selling them baby cubs to people that thought they wanted one. Do you ever see any like ridiculous purchases like that? Anybody having like exotic animals that you ran into the game?
Nah, you know what? Yes, I have. I have a buddy who FaceTimed me and was like, I got an alligator for sale in my house. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with a goddamn alligator?
What? Did he have a lake in his yard to keep it?
Nah, he had it in a fucking tub. Like,
oh,
you just,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Shout out to everybody with an alligator. Go to DJ Monte Instagram right now and see that big ass chain so you can see.
Hilarious.
You know what I mean? This chain do exist.
Look, he still got a knot on his neck.
I'm glad I got my own big ass chain
I never wore. Yeah. That shit just sitting in my safe. I was like, man, bro.
Y'all got to go put that in the trap museum and get it enshrined.
We in the trap museum. You go to the trap museum, we in there.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like,
hubby ain't been to the trap museum. I'm going to have to take him.
Yeah, you y'all should go there. When y'all see me up, you know, you just chop me out.
Take a picture and send it to you.
who is Mickey Humphrey?
That's my alias.
We was asking about that. We was talking about that before
the
show.
It really came from, like, my aunt used to call me as a kid. You know, I guess when I was little, my ears were huge.
Like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, so
that's
she
hilarious.
Called me Mickey Humphrey, and I just used it. Actually, I got two Frenches. One, the girl is Mickey, and the boy is Humphrey. So,
we do our research on Heartland Radio. You know what I mean?
That's funny because I got a cousin named Mickey, and I got a cousin named Humphrey.
Oh, wow. Small world.
I know, right?
I appreciate you telling the stories, DJ Monte. Let's go ahead and play this music. This is Mickey Humphrey Formation Remix.
Oh shit. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go.
you what's mine.
Hey, what's mine?
I'm a star.
I'm a star.
Cause I snap.
Hotel seat with the mouth do, spin it on.
and my girls, me and my girls, hanging out for the night, money right, body tight. Me and my girls, baller type, but you gotta be what we like. Me and my girls. You gotta be what we like. Me and my girls, what my girls do, ain't got nothing to do with you. Female boss crew, check you if you get rude with me. Oh yeah, yeah. Call me, baby, I'ma come through. Hit the hotel, see what the mouth do. Spinning on
you,
we
It's your man Jeff Bezos here at Heartland Radio.
You're not Jeff Bezos.
It's not Jeff Bezos. I'm not Jeff Bezos. It's your man B. Diddy. I got Bishop City. I got Gina. I got DJ Monte in this motherfucker.
What's up?
Got Chicago in the background. What's up? Pass on the business contacts.
Oh, man.
Make sure don't get no CPNs.
Don't do nothing illegal.
Shout out to my man. Look,
that's great business advice. Great business
shout
advice.
Shout out to the dark web. No, I'm talking about. I know y'all listening on Spotify.
Right.
That's all the dark web listen to. Monte.
On Reuters, ain't that what
you
it
from
is?
The West, what, Monte from the West Side. You know what I'm talking about.
Yay.
Well, let's talk about some illegal things, guys. If you are an artist and you would like your
don't
music
talk about
to
it.
Be played in front of music producers like DJ Monte, music executives like Sonic Boom Music Group, you should get your music spun in rotation, review, interviews, all. Go to sonicboommusicgroup.com/Heartland Radio to find out all the details on how you can get your music played, get rotations, and or become on a tour. You know we will be in Chicago. Shout out to my city. On June 27th.
Yes,
so
sir.
If you
yes,
have
sir.
Not made your way to the website to get your slot on that show, that's on you, bro.
And don't
I
forget,
ain't even gonna say I ain't tell you, MLB but I told
MLB All-Star Weekend, we are coming to Denver, Colorado, July 10th. We coming out here and we rocking and rolling, so be prepared. That one is going up in smoke, so be ready. So, again, like Gina was saying, head to sonicboommusicgroup.com/Heartland Radio. Get in tune with what's going
more
on.
More DJs to be added shortly.
Come on.
We also got DJ Monte.
DJ Monte.
Hey. Has DJ probably a lot of different places being on the road. 7 years with T-Pain?
Yep. Probably longer. I'm really shortening it up, but yeah.
Give me
seven is a great number. So.
Yeah.
Seven, I love that. That's my favorite number. So let's give me a moment. That was a wild moment. We already with T-Pain.
We was in the Netherlands before, right?
Oh, okay, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but nah, this was really it was like a crowd, like I want to say about 100,000 people.
Mm.
And we just up there just rocking. The
what
crowd
is
the just swam.
How did that feel? How does
man?
What's
it,
the energy?
It's an awesome feeling. You know what I'm saying? When they give you the energy, you want to give it back.
Yeah,
like
it's
T-Pain, 10.
So they on 1,000 to see T-Pain.
Yeah, man. See, we like he. Really performs like from beginning to the end of the show. Like he come off the stage fucking drenched in sweat.
I know.
Yeah, so
I can only imagine because I'm in healthcare as well, in therapy and vocal therapy as well, and I can only imagine what his vocal cords felt like once he's done. He got to drink honey and
all
rest
that. Sometimes
and
he got a weird shit, but he'll do what's the little numbing things.
Oh yeah,
he'll drop them in some
chloroceptic.
Fucking,
chlorophyll. What the hell?
Some whatever the numb you throw, he'll throw them shits in his goddamn a cup of Hennessy. That's his remedy. I'm like, what the?
Well, God, that's old school.
I'm
right
saying
there.
Hennessy.
How do we? Are you watching the NBA right now at all? How you feeling about the ATL Hawks?
Man, I'm proud of them right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
ATL needs something since when I lost Julio and all that shit. So yeah.
Exactly. Now, how do we feel about NBA fans throwing objects, spitting on players, and using foul language?
I mean, it's just disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Just all across the board, my personal opinion.
I'm the exact way.
Don't put your hands on nobody. Keep your hands to yourself.
Don't
player.
Throw objects at people.
Yes.
Because they really not putting their hands on them. Because spitting on somebody is
now, I'm just saying,
ultimate.
If an artist, I mean, if one of the players threw some popcorn at there, they would have made it a big deal, been fine. Yeah, suspended. It's all that stupid shit.
Now,
so.
The NBA is stepping up and banning these wild fans for life. And in the most recent scenario with Kyrie Irving, that fan was arrested. So it is being addressed. Another hot topic, Naomi Osaka withdraws from the French Open. She did not want to participate in the interviews, so she was fined $15,000. So now she's recently announced that she is going to withdraw from the French Open altogether because she does not want to be a distraction.
My thought was you got to sell the Open, man. Like that's like you got to be like a fighter. That'd be like Floyd saying that he don't want to do the press right before
exactly
a big fight. Like how are you going to sell these tickets without you talking to the press?
Monte, how you feel? Do you got to promote the show?
Of course. I used to be a promoter as well. You know, that's always a big thing. I ain't never looked to the artist to promote anything, so.
Will the crowd of people come if you don't tell them about the show?
Man, a good promoter got their crowd. They got a true fan base and know how to goddamn get they parties out. You know what I'm saying? There's some good, real good promoters here in the city that do a good job. It's just, you know, you'll run across them janky ones that be... Oof. Don't have they clientele like that. So
speaking of janky promoters, what's the I saw Club Guy did a show the other day where it was only like six people at the show. What's the emptiest crowd you ever done on the come up? You ever remember in any of those
shit,
days?
It's about the same.
Yeah,
but you just gotta give it your all because people, them six people that be there remember that. You know what I'm saying? So you know I tip my hat off to Club Guy for that. You know what I'm saying?
Do you remember having to work the Chitlin circuit?
Yeah.
In that Tuscaloosa.
You ain't no artist if you don't.
Ah, exactly.
And we try to tell artists.
If you don't ride down from here all the way down to Valdosta, making down there with my boy Smooth and all them, man, you just ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. See, the Heartland Boom Tour, we done stopped at Anniston, Alabama.
All that.
Then went to Raleigh, North Opelika. Carolina.
You got to go to Avalon. All that shit.
Now we on our way to, we're taking our artists through the Chitlin Circuit as well, and we going to Houma, Louisiana.
Yeah.
We like, Houma, is that Baton Rouge? Is that New Orleans? They like, no, it's Houma.
See, a lot of artists don't even understand too though. You can get your record popping in some of them places before you hit a major city. You know what I'm saying? They don't be knowing it.
That's why we talk to them about, you know, with our company, we get the artists ready to be able to be a part of an even bigger system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be able to get them to understand and be ready to be in the game.
Man, we was in a van in all them spots.
Yes.
Exactly.
Uncle had two goddamn road vans and we just was gone.
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 Areas that people don't even know exist.
Hearing this from a platinum artist that before you run, you gotta walk, and before you walk, you gotta crawl. Like, everything has a season. You can't skip the season. And when you are an overnight sensation, it does not have its longevity.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, skipping the steps, you had a recent scenario where Coyle Roy was saying she felt like she was being destroyed by the game because the crowd at the show wasn't moving. And I was explaining to some people that's kind of the downfall of skipping the steps, because when you explode, you don't really have a fan base. So now sometimes you might be in front of people and you haven't put those necessary steps in the game to obtain that real fan base in front of them six people. You just kind of appear in front of a million people one day.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of has a downfall, a negative side to it because
expectations.
The crowd is only wanting to hear that one song, so nobody's kind of reacting.
You're talking about industry plans.
That's what some people are saying. Now, I didn't want to say the word, but you said the word.
It's the word.
So that's what, when we're talking about industry plans and you just appear out of nowhere from nobody, you didn't do those steps like a 21 Savage or a Mulatto who put that time into the game, and so now everybody around the world can be happy because y'all can vouch for seeing her rise through the ranks of the industry. Mm-hmm. So you can be proud of her career. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I mean? As opposed to like a Mooski right now who's going to have to figure out life after this first smash single, which can be a little hard for artists. Mm-hmm. Don't know what's going to happen because now we got to see. How do you feel about the emergence of TikTok influencers, influencing music? Have you figured that lane out yet?
For me, man, I feel like, shit, you got to evolve with the music and the time. You know what I'm saying? If a kid want to dance to your record, like I was saying earlier, you know, them dance songs, shit, it help. Now, whether you got something after that, if the record take longevity, if it's a huge record, that's on the record.
Mm-hmm. They say just ride it out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Some people get mad at that, though.
Mm-hmm. Anybody ever busted a big bag on you, like industry plant style, just to get you on the record, just hit you with the industry plant? Yeah, ever ran to industry?
What you mean?
Oh, so industry plan, somebody all of a sudden can go ahead and get in front of a million eyes out the way. Like you're saying, different artists have different songs there.
That's the music industry. Shit. That's the whole music industry.
So you...
That's just, if you see a motherfucking mixtape cover at the top of somebody's thing, that's a bag.
Mm. So in what I heard from D. Diddy's question is, have you ever experienced somebody that you never heard of and they able to drop that bag on you and now they want you to produce a song that's just like a Walk It Out or a Flo Rida or
they
a T-Pain?
They want
Low. Right, they want that. Yeah. And then it's like, don't nobody know you, but here you go.
Yeah, I don't do that. But, you know, some people go off of that on the hopes of the name. Like, if you go... Mm-hmm. buy a bag from beat from Lil Jon or something, you know, mm-hmm. you looking like for Lil Jon's name to carry the record instead mm-hmm. of you.
Exactly.
And so that's what people just get it misconstrued.
Exactly.
Or just listen to what the man said.
Yeah, we all listen.
This is real tough.
Now, it's always the artist. You know what I'm saying? Now, it just social media really makes it really people want to see more about the artist. They want to be in tune with the artist now.
Do you feel like the rap game is oversaturated?
Oh, for sure. But you know what I'm saying? It like, it's just everything, though. Everything's oversaturated.
That's not good. Shit. Yeah, exactly.
It's just how you going to make your way through it. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Who's the worst Southern style DJ as a driver? Like,
as
you,
a driver?
Between you, DJ Unk, DJ Monte, DJ Jelly, Big Unk. Who got, you got them two vans you was talking about. I've seen the vans on the website.
Oh, I'm a great driver. So I can't say that. I don't have tickets, but I'm a great driver. But, Jelly will fall asleep on your ass fast, so I had to say Jelly.
While driving?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got to watch, folks, man. So we're going to get our 30-second spotlight real quick before we say our goodbyes. Monte, go ahead and tell our fans where they can reach you at on all the platforms.
On all platforms, you can follow me at DJ Monte, M-O-N-T-A-Y, and you know, that's me.
And what was the artist you were saying you're working with right now?
I got a couple. I'm working with Shante Renee. Wix Patton, Quay, he's one of our artists as well. Chico, Kathy, let's go on. DG Chuck, J Tez.
Now, do you
we got
have
producers,
a
Big Core, huh?
Do you have like a label or a management company?
No, I don't want to get into the music industry. So, I really want to do something totally different.
Everybody's on the oomph.
On the oomph, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Oomph is still rocking.
Oh, yeah. Right. Excited to come back.
I'm excited, DJ Monte. I hope we get like an entry in your Wikipedia page.
it was on
Harley Harvey.
Oh, we going viral.
Right.
All right, Gina, you want to kick off the goodbyes?
All right, guys. It has been a pleasure for you to listen to us as we have DJ Monte on our airwaves today.
Yeah.
If you have not gotten your music or your favorite indie artist music on our platform for artists and producers and CEOs to hear, like a DJ Monte who is a diamond certified producer, make
Grammys.
Sure you...
Grammys. We ain't even talking about the Grammys.
I don't got a Grammy. I wish.
Nominated.
Yeah.
Grammy nominated.
Grammy nominated for sure.
Make sure you go to Sonic Boom Music Group /Heartland Radio and get that done.
All right. Yo, make sure you follow on all the platforms, Sonic Boom Music Group, B Diddy the DJ, Heartland Radio ATL on Instagram. Go to Sonic Boom Music Group /Heartland Radio. On Monday from 8 to 10. We get it in. And so you can go ahead and do that. B. Diddy, go ahead and carry us out.
May all your pain be champagne.
Thank you.
Tears
thank
tears
you.
Of joy.
Baby.
DJ Monte, thank you for coming through. Harley
hey,
Radio.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes.
She's messed with